Yeah. Nice shirt, Zane. Zane, what is that shirt from, dude?
It's Boondock, I have no Zane. Idea.
It's correct.
Right now, my friend is helping me replace my closet because nothing fits in my closet. So this styled by Garrett. Thanks, Garrett. I don't care what's on the shirt. I told him, like, I don't give a shit what's on the shirt. If it fits on me well, I want it.
And Matt, you're one of those guys that sees somebody in a band shirt and you're like, name three songs.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Most band tees I had. Didn't know the artist.
Really?
Yeah, it just looked cool. Like, I liked the design. I was just like, I'll take it.
Well, like, whatever. If you're wearing a Metallica shirt or an AC/DC shirt or even a Beatles shirt,
but he knew.
That's the most, like, staple basic
I'll say
band
this,
tee.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it is now available in Target to the masses,
yeah,
like the Beatles, AC/DC, Metallica, like you said.
Kiss.
Don't even ask.
Hey, can I say something embarrassing?
Yeah.
I can't name one Beatles song.
Really?
I can't think of one Beatles song.
Oh, come on.
Once you say it, I will know, but
well,
like,
think
I can't.
Think of Across the Universe, the movie Across the Universe.
Uh-huh.
Does that help anything? Like, any scenes in that movie?
I've never seen Across the Universe.
Okay. Hey Jude.
That's the Beatles?
Yeah.
Yellow
Submarine.
Okay, you say, I've heard the songs.
Oh,
I've obviously heard the songs. It's just, if someone was like, name one song from the Beatles, I couldn't. Not right now. Well, now I know. Yellow Submarine, I'll never forget that.
There you go.
Never forget that. I can name every song in the 1975 album.
There you go. Well, that's the Beatles of your time.
Let's get you a 1975 t-shirt then.
I have no 1975
That way if somebody
merch.
Ever comes up and asks you, you can be prepared.
Exactly.
You'll feel really good.
You have tons of Lord shirts.
One time I had Lord merch. Not good. It reminded me of my old merch. It was just not good.
I used to have this.
The thing is that, like, artist merch is never good. They just do it just to push it. And I get it.
Like, Taylor Swift's merch is not good. Hopefully it's gotten better.
Purposely supposed to be really cheap, right? Like, I feel like Taylor Swift would want, like, really good quality merch out there.
Yeah.
Quality as in, like, the material.
She should own the merch company.
Yeah. She could own everything that is pushing out her stuff.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
So just have, like, the best stuff, because why make, you don't need the extra income. She
it's a representation
so
of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. High quality, especially Taylor Swift.
I used to have this really weird, I'll call it like a dream fantasy scenario situation. When I was in middle school, I used to wear like a Disturbed shirt.
Yeah.
And I used to like daydream and envision somebody coming up to me and asking me to like sing a song or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would get into a sing-off battle with another like punk rock kid in school where we would be going back and forth and I would know more words than him. And I would constantly wear it almost trying to encourage that moment.
Waiting for someone to come up to you and like
and
start
like,
that.
Yes, and it never happened.
Ugh.
But I remember it was like always on my mind. I was like, somebody's going to ask me to like sing battle them right now.
would you say you still sing pretty good? Like, could you belt it? Like, kind of like me and Mariah.
Yeah, are you
not
as good
like,
as me and Zane?
Because me and Mariah are really good.
Not, no.
I would say me and Mariah are better than most people out there. Most artists.
Zane and I can sing.
I'll tell you one thing. I have fun when I'm singing, though. And that I got heart, okay?
Yeah.
I have a lot of heart.
I have no heart.
But Mariah, I've seen some of your TikToks.
Okay.
I've seen some of your that
you posted. You posted a
Yeah, it was
TikTok.
Dark. It was moody.
She's deleting it right now.
She's Billie Eilish.
Once
that
this episode
shit.
Goes up, then no one's going to be able to find shit.
Because you're priving it right now?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's private by the time you hear it.
I was under a lot of pressure. We had one Christmas song, and I was like, now I gotta release something else.
The Christmas song.
Gotta give the people what they want. They are asking for more.
What was happening in that time, huh? In that time of our lives, just song after song. Even mine, I was just like, what was I thinking?
We were just trying to do something. We were just staying busy.
I think we were trying to set up projects for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're working on a project.
Something for people to see, to be like, okay. Multi-talented.
Your song's still on Spotify, right? All
I
your
hope
stuff?
Not.
But
it's the best that you can sit there and you can tell Alexa, or like, you can tell of like, you know, a little voice box to be like, play this on Spotify.
Yeah, that's true.
And boom, you're right there. You are registered. You got a hit.
And you know what? It was a good 3 years where people, like, whenever there was a party going on, somebody would always play it as a joke. And it would make me melt. I would start screaming. I would leave the party. I would be calling my Uber when I heard my song starting to play. I was like, please shut it off. Please. Because I have to always remind people that, like, I just did it as a joke. Like, it's not like I wasn't in the studio just, I want this out.
Yeah,
like, finally. Yeah. It was just, but, like,
it's a funny song.
But I just got to, like, remember that people don't care.
Yeah.
Like, people don't really care. They're playing it just because you're here and it's, like, just a fun joke.
The fact that there's 3,000 monthly listeners
on
my Spotify.
Does that mean that 3,000 people this month went to his page and click the song to listen to it? That's insane to me that 3,000 people this month clicked one of your songs.
The poll.
All right, can I check Boom? I haven't.
Boom is a bot.
I definitely have. I had a good amount when I posted, but let me check.
Zane, 8,000 monthly listeners.
Whoa.
My gosh.
Wow.
Zane.
Let me see.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me that.
Zane, cool. I could totally see Boom being huge in like the UK.
Yeah.
5.2 million listens on Boom.
Oh my God. I did not know it had 5.2 million listens.
Whoa.
Zane, you are an artist.
It probably got picked up on like a playlist in another country.
Like an influencer playlist.
If I type in your name, will it pop up Lonely?
No, I'm not even on the title. It's Heath and Scott.
And the WAP, my WAP cover got 1.2 million.
That should be in a museum.
You know what's crazy to think about? Like, there's a 90% chance that Cardi B 100% clicked that.
There's a 90% chance that she 100% clicked
that. because when you type in like WAP, WAP WAP on the search bar, my video comes up like third or fourth.
Whoa.
On YouTube.
That's sick.
Which is pretty crazy. So she had to have clicked that and been like, is this. She clicks it and she immediately shut it off. You know, she immediately shut it off. She was like, I'm not watching anything more of this.
I think she liked it.
In my head, when it was doing really well, I was so big head. I was just like, she's definitely going to comment. She's definitely going to like tweet it out or something.
Nothing.
It's all right.
Nothing.
Should we run that intro?
Let's run that intro. Hit it.
It's comment time, baby.
Oh, no, there's no music playing.
Oh.
But can't you add it?
Jordan's gone.
Or,
but we don't have like a... Yeah, we have to press the button. Usually Jordan's
there. No, that's stars. That's Jeopardy.
Heath. No, the corner one. The corner one. Heath.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. There we go.
Hold on.
Unfiltered.
Why is Jeopardy on the sound pad?
I have no idea.
Is it still
in
on
case
sound
of
pad right
emergencies.
Now? Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you again for stopping by.
Thanks for passing by.
Thank you so much. I hope you're having a lovely Monday, Tuesday morning, whatever time it is, just on your way to work. Remember when we used to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, we haven't done it in a while. Make sure to leave a review for this podcast on Apple and Spotify.
5-star. Just leave it at 5-star.
And write something from the heart.
Yeah.
Tell us how much this podcast has meant to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we love to read them. So please.
Because we are nosy.
Yeah, we really are. Well, we're here now. How's everybody doing? What's our feelings right now?
I'm feeling good. I feel good. I feel like... I've been waking up really early, so I feel like I'm getting double days.
Yes.
It's insane.
It's the best when you are finally like on a good sleep cycle.
The days just feel so long.
Yeah, they do. But no naps though, right?
No naps. But I crash hard at night.
My stretch artist, she told me...
What?
That's the most LA shit, I think. Your stretch artist.
Yeah, she stretches me. And it, like, for her, it's art, so it's like my stretch artist. She told me how to call her that.
Contractually.
When it costs more than $100 a session, stretch artist.
Does she have like a flexible schedule?
She's back, baby. She's back and she's coming in strong.
All right, that's good.
I don't even know what I've in the past I've called her. Oh yeah, I'm seeing my stretcher, and that doesn't sound right either.
Yeah.
Oh, she just stretches me out. She's like my. What do you call her? Like
muscular therapist?
A trainer? I feel like it's like
some
she's
type of physical therapist.
Yeah, physical therapist.
Mobility trainer.
Yeah, like she pretty much just like stretches all my joints. It's like a 45-minute session. It's so good. I've been doing a lot lately because I've been working out. I still work out a lot. It's heavy lifting, so I get very, very sore everywhere. So she just stretches me out, and it's been like amazing, right? But where was I going to get to? Oh, and she told me that this past like half month and April, Mercury's in retrograde. And I don't usually believe in really? That shit. But when she said that, it like ran down through my body. I was like, wow, I think you're right. For the first time.
So weird things are just going to happen. Shit hits the fan.
She said, don't sign anything. Don't sign any documents or don't like lock in anything in the next like month. I was like, that's so interesting. Like just
for how often like, does it retrograde?
I think it happens once a year and it's usually this time of year. I don't like, I wait for the internet and people to tell me that Mercury's in retrograde, I guess.
Why do I feel like people always
so
say
three to four times a year, the planet Mercury appears to travel backward across the sky. Oh. We refer to these periods as Mercury in retrograde, of apparent retrograde emotion.
It's a weird thing that this is still like not a myth. It's just something that it's something you can't see. Like it hasn't been
proven.
It cannot be proven. It's just a lot of people believe it, and a lot of people don't. And it's just like, we have to just... But it's just astrology. Like, to me, it's like, it should be proven. You should be able to prove that, because it's something in space. I don't know.
Well, what's proven is that it looks like Mercury does go back. And I guess they think that that has an effect on, like, the stars and our zodiacs and our alignment with ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be able to feel something, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, to add on to the whole, you know, solar system stuff, the eclipse is coming up, and it is going to be wild.
I was going to go see it. Well, because it's passing through Austin and Dallas.
Yeah.
And so my parents get to see it. I was going to go out to Dallas, and I was going to go see Vampire Weekend's first show in Austin at noon. But I was going to come down from Dallas. Dude, the flights. So I have a buddy who, Jacob, he does Mega Yacht, the clothing brand. He hit me up and goes, are you going to go to Dallas for the eclipse? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm planning on
it. Is Dallas
goes,
like
have
a...
you looked... Dallas is in the line of where the eclipse...
That's the line that it's going to be.
So it goes...
Oh, so we're not going to see it?
No, we're not going to see it.
Wait. Is it because it's the way it's... Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's the alignment of the sun and the moon.
I was so excited to like go outside the house and see that.
No. My buddy who told me that he was going, he has his parents who, they were already planning on flying in. He goes, but have you looked at the flights? And I'm like, no, I haven't. He goes, dude, they're insane because all these people are flying into Dallas and Austin to view the eclipse because it's like a once in a lifetime chance that this will happen if you are in the right location.
Yeah.
Flights were insane. It was like going abroad.
No way.
From LA to Dallas. And then I was started being, you know, on Eclipse TikTok, and people are saying how crazy of a day it's going to be because we need to get the word out that the eclipse is happening because there's going to be traffic, all this kind of mayhem.
It's like 3 minutes of darkness.
Yeah, 3 minutes of darkness, and then the 20 minutes kind of before and the 20 minutes after. It's like mm-hmm. that scene in Apocalypto.
And are they just traffic and all that in general just because people are going to be getting out of their cars and like be filming? Yeah. Like that type of just
it's
chaos.
All this mayhem where everyone wants to be in the right place, and then I was running through my mind.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm like, oh my gosh, are we even going to be able to get from Dallas to Austin? And I just had so much anxiety about it, all the money that I was going to spend on it, and I said, I'm not going.
It's crazy. It's going to look like the world is ending.
I was just thinking, imagine you were alive thousands of years ago, and you didn't know what it was, and you saw it for the first time.
You thought it was God. Yeah. I mean, that's the most like...
I would think I was about to die.
So that line it's not what the way it looks, right? That line that you just showed on the map, that's where it's going to get dark only?
Yes. That's the orbital path of where the illusion of the eclipse people are going to be able to see.
Do you remember the time I told you guys I was in Lebanon when eclipse happened? And it was still bright outside though, but when you looked at the sun, it just felt like a dark glowing, like black ball with like a ring around it. And we weren't allowed to look at the sun. We had to wear glasses.
Right.
Or I remember being kids and they're just like, get away from the sun. Like we were being attacked. It was really scary for a little bit, but that's why I asked if that's like the dark path, because apparently we were not in the line of the darkness. That's pretty crazy.
I
did not know that, by the way. This is my first time learning that there's a certain path or there's a certain area where it gets dark and everywhere else is still
I've been
normal.
Having like some anxiety about it where I'm like, was it a stupid decision for me not to go? But I trust that the universe will bring me an eclipse at some point in my life before I die. It's one of those things.
I think we're
going to
see it here. I think it's just you might get a longer time of darkness along that line.
Okay, what is that?
Because, like, I mean, think about it. It doesn't make sense if we're that far. these things are supposed to be millions of miles away, right? Not millions, but hundreds of thousands of miles away.
Yeah, but the sun looks different depending on where you're at. And like the moon looks different depending on where you're at because it's where you're at. I guess it shouldn't, but that's like the way the planetary alignment is.
It shouldn't though.
What?
Because they're thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of science. Let's bring in Neil deGrasse Tyson in here too.
This. You see where it crosses right there?
That's when it happened in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's when like Trump looked up at the. Remember, he looked up and he was like,
"Yeah."
Can you imagine though the people who do not know about the eclipse is going to happen? They're going to be like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah, because you know there's thousands of people that just are going to see it for the first time. Like they didn't know it was going to happen.
It's going to be sick.
It's going to be
sorry for sounding like an idiot about all this. This is my first time learning that there was areas that it was dark. Did not know that. I thought it was so bright everywhere. You just couldn't look at the sun.
Maybe.
But now I know. Cool. Damn, I kind of wish you went so you could send us like quick video instead of seeing it on TikTok for the first time.
Well, the upside of it, though, is that I'm going to Korea.
Are you actually doing it?
We're
doing it.
For the solar eclipse.
I think, who knows, maybe. Actually, it'll be the weekend before. But no, yeah, we're going to Korea. We're skipping Coachella and doing South Korea.
Wow.
Going to Seoul, baby.
Honestly, I think you're going to have more fun than Coachella.
Okay, this picture helps a lot, guys. Look.
So we'll see 30% of it?
You're going to get a total eclipse of the heart along that line. And then going outward, your percentage is dropping.
But is that color, though, like what it's going to look like? Like it gets orangey for the people in the orange, and then it's just...
No, I think just how much sun you see or how bright it's going to be.
I think that's just a...
Yeah.
Wow. It's a magical thing.
Hey, Florida's going to get 50%, so that could be cool. It's but you know, when you think about it again, it's not that big of a deal. It's just going to get dark. All the lights are going to turn on because that's how it is. And those buildings all just light up when it gets dark automatically.
It's just the beauty of the alignment of it all. Mm-hmm. And it's all happening right
there
before
your
eyes.
It's just going to cause chaos.
It'd be kind of cool, though. Imagine if eclipse happened like once a week. Like...
it's happening. There's going to be, imagine the amount of protocols that goes out when it gets dark every week. They just have something that happens.
I forget what town it was, but they're sending the National Guard there to basically make sure everybody's okay because they're getting such an influx of people coming to be outside seeing this happen.
I would love to see the dots.
What do you think the worst position is to be in during an eclipse?
I mean, it just turns night, right? So I guess it's...
I guess you'd have to be doing something.
Like I'm thinking of something. I'm trying to think of something like funny.
I don't know. Diffusing a bomb.
Like if you're getting your blood drawn outside, you know, and they're about to put the needle in.
Imagine giving
birth. We got them.
Dude, imagine giving birth in the middle of the eclipse.
Oh my gosh.
That is like a special baby. They're like, he's coming. I can see the head.
He's crowning.
An eclipse baby.
We're born
That's
in
a
eclipse,
demonic baby.
Dude.
Demonic.
Or any gifted.
Theories? Do we got any theories of what people say is going to happen when the eclipse happens? Is there going to be some sort of...
I don't know.
I just always remember that scene in Apocalypto where they're just about to sacrifice him. They're about to chop off his head at the top of that temple.
And then
it goes off and then they stop and then...
He was the chosen
they
one.
They stop sacrificing all the other people, but then they make him go run down that field and shoot arrows at them.
Great movie.
Oh, dude.
Great movie.
I got a strange feeling about it.
What do you think is going to happen when the eclipse happens?
I don't know.
I think we're going to forget about it, and then it's going to be on TikTok, and we're going to be like, oh, shit, that was today.
That was today. Yeah. And then that's it. And it's going to be really big for, 2 days, and then something.
Yeah, we haven't had an eclipse TikTok yet, so I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh, and then the memes.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
When the eclipse, I just can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it. Come on.
You should do your, that's a solar eclipse. Or do you say lunar? Is it
polar.
A polar?
Oh, polar. Oh,
what's a polar eclipse?
I don't know.
Oh, there is no polar eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's but a you know polar what? Eclipse. I should do that as a.
Just repost it.
Yeah.
That was 3 days ago. It's a polar eclipse.
It's a polar eclipse.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Prize Picks.
Prize Picks. If you guys don't know what Prize Picks is, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in, baby.
March is over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball.
Yes, and you can now win up to 100 times times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia.
Yeah, and you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries for some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week.
And Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
And Prize Picks is super simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app.
And my favorite part is that Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season, baby. You just gotta beep, beep right there. Broop. Done.
So if you're trying to get in on the action this sports season, babe, you're going to download the app today and use our code UNFILTERED for a first deposit match up to $100, baby.
That's right, baby. All you have to do is download the app today and use code UNFILTERED for your first deposit match up to $100.
Mm-hmm. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy, baby. Thank you, Prize Picks, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you and thank you.
I had something pretty freaky happen to Patricia and I. This is a bit of a story.
Okay.
So this happened, I think last week. Maybe week before. I can't remember. It was a really busy day. We had to do this podcast. We had to do the other one. And
where were you guys?
I was exhausted. I was at home.
Oh, okay.
And I took like a 7 p.m. nap, which I hate doing. I hate napping like when it's so late in the evening. You're like, this is going to screw up my sleep cycle. I'm taking a nap and Patricia wakes me up. She's like, Matt, there's somebody in front of our house. And I'm like, what? She's like, he's holding a sign and he's like staring right at me. And I'm like,
huh?
Like, what's going on? Like, and like, she's like, please, please. And I'm like, you know, I'm just jostled awake, walking toward the front of our house. And we live in like in a pretty kind of like busy area in like West Hollywood with a lot of foot traffic. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Was this? Yeah. She goes, no, this man is staring right at me. He's
how far away? Like how far from the
door? She said he's standing right in front of our tree facing our window. Like in the tree, we have like a front lawn. Like he's not right, on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's like Michael Myers vibes. It's like not too close to the door, but like far enough and close enough where it's just like.
And Patricia, the way Patricia and how intense she was about it was like, no, like this is scaring me. Like I'm calming myself down. I'm trying to calm myself down. But
is it like getting dark at this point?
It's already dark outside.
Oh, it is.
Already dark.
Oh, I thought you said it was 3 p.m.
No, it was like 7 p.m. And now it was like 8 p.m. It was, I can't, it was right at dark. And I'm like walking up to like the window and it's like pretty front facing. And the thing is though, it's like pitch black, but the lights are on inside. And you know, when it's dark outside,
you're like,
I have to turn off the lights.
They can see you more than you can see.
Oh, at this point, did you turn off all your lights?
Yes. So I had to turn off my lights, but then that was about to freak me out because I'm about to turn off my lights and I'm looking out this window.
What else did we do? What other life hacks did we use?
I turn off the lights and I'm standing there and no one's in front of the tree. I'm like, he's not there. And she's like holding my shirt. She's like, he's out there. I promise. And I'm like, and so I'm standing there in the dark looking outside through the window. And then I look down at our driveway and this guy is like sitting there looking right back at me. So my heart sinks.
I would immediately be on Zillow.
Bro, I would have burnt my house down, my own house down.
Staring right at me. And we had this old security camera that Patricia at the time did not hook up because we have all like the Ring cameras now. And this was on a different system, but I knew it was right there. And immediately I pick up the camera and I look right at him and I just like put it right on our
You did that in front of him?
I look right at him. And bold.
You should have called Heath up.
And I set the camera up and I'm looking like right at him and I'm like, okay, maybe this is just a crazy person. This is messed up. I'm going to get my phone and I'm going to call just like neighborhood watcher, just to report that there is like a crazy person right there. I didn't want to call like fucking 911.
Because he wasn't close enough.
The way Patricia was explaining, like, was he in front of this tree or was he on the sidewalk tree? And there was a big confusion where I kept thinking this is a crazy person on the sidewalk tree. And then she finally, like, I'm like, tell me, what did you see?
Yeah.
And then as I'm talking to her and she's telling me, no, it was this tree right here. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Like, he was, like, on our property.
Yeah.
Taunting. Mm. We're looking right at Patricia. And by the time we're talking, this guy gets up and, like, walks away. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So then Patricia, I needed to walk her to her car.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk her to the car because she needed to go get groceries. And then we're walking, and he's like further down the street. He has his like hood on and is walking away.
Y'all went to get groceries? I would have locked up.
Baby. I've been on DoorDash.
There's no way.
It could wait.
Let the DoorDash driver come drop that food off.
I can't remember if Patricia was getting groceries. She had to leave for something.
Okay.
That's the only thing I could see her like leaving that late at night.
She was like saving a life. I was like, okay.
So the man disappears and we're like very weird, very spooked by it. We tell our neighbors about it. We're like, I don't know. That was weird. And like this sign he was holding, it was like, then as I walked further, it looked like it was like a newspaper and there wasn't anything written.
Did
on
he
the
leave
newspaper.
Anything behind? Did you like go out and like only see if he dropped anything
newspaper.
Else?
And only the newspaper thing- said April 4th, 2024.
He's like a time traveler. Went through a loop.
Yeah, right.
And this, once again, my this neighborhood that we live in is so safe. Like occasionally.
Yeah, no, I know where you live. It's like
it is like the nicest part of West Hollywood. I love it. And so that happens. That happens.
Don't tell me he's back.
No. So a week later, when I'm back in, or last week, or I'm in Alabama, we get a Ring doorbell notification. Someone's at our door ringing our doorbell. And what's weird is earlier in the day, another woman rang the doorbell, kind of a professional looking woman, stood there, stopped, and then went to the person who lives right across from us, rang their doorbell, knocked, came back to ours, rang, knocked, and then walked away.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. I don't know what that was.
Salesperson. Bro.
Then we get another Ring door notification. Patricia is like, answer it, answer it. Because this guy is, it's two guys, and he looks almost like a DEA agent.
Oh.
Like he, you know, DEA agents have like a zip up kind of like bomber jacket kind of thing.
Yeah,
no, exactly. Yeah.
And I go, oh, I'm like, this looks like an important thing. And like, I see like a flashlight kind of a thing going on. And I'm like, yes, can I help you? And they go, yes, we've received reports that there has been a peeping Tom who's been harassing women in this neighborhood.
No.
Have you guys had any interactions like that? And I go,
yes.
Funny you say that. A week ago, my wife was about to walk out around like 7 or 8 p.m. and she said that there was a man standing outside the house. And I tell him the whole story. I have my phone like this, okay? I think it's like a police officer, someone who's working for law enforcement.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sitting there explaining the whole story, giving him all the details as I would a police officer, okay?
Yeah.
I'm saying like the time, date, explanation, descriptions of what I could see from this guy.
I am on the edge of my seat. I'm
like, this is like,
so, and
this
then,
is crazy.
And then, but then he's like, well, is your wife with you right now? I'd like to ask her some questions on what she saw too. And I'm like, sure, even though I just explained it all to you. And I give the phone back to Patricia. And Patricia this whole time is like, I don't want to talk to them. And I'm like, why not? Tell them what you saw. It's a police officer. This is something.
I was lying. I was faking.
So she is handing the phone. So she gets the phone and she starts explaining what she saw. And he goes, and then he asks a question like, well, how'd you make that? How'd it make you feel? And like, and I'm like, what the fuck is this cop asking?
How did it make you feel?
So I'm like kind of looking, listening to this. And I go, give me that. And she, I look down back at the phone. It's KTLA. Like the microphone, the news reporter is right up to the mic to our Ring doorbell camera. And the flashlight I saw is the camera.
What?
They were doing a full-on interview with the news.
They're allowed to do that?
That's so weird.
So I, this whole time, is thinking, I'm talking to police, like law enforcement. Because I didn't bother to look down at the camera. I was like, whatever. And so we've been doing an interview on the news.
They're just panning to the door, and it's just your voice. They couldn't see.
No, it's not.
So we give the whole story, and then right when we hang up, I was like, if Patricia hangs up, and I'm like, why didn't you tell? She goes, I didn't know it was the news, but I was trying to tell you, and I'm like, fucking tell me. There's a mute button. You could just be like, you know, it's the news you're talking to, right? Like, ugh. Like,
I would have hated that, especially the way I was like, because I would be stumbling over my words. I'd be like, kind of like I wouldn't be.
So,
oh my.
Peeping Tom in West Hollywood. Click, is there a link to the story?
Like, Matt, was that him?
Yes.
The search is on tonight for a man who is exposing himself to women, harassing them, and even looking through their windows.
Police say the suspect
that's the guy I thought it was a DEA agent. Look at the
jacket. Oh my gosh.
Hollywood. I mean, he was sitting and leaning against
the tree in our yard staring directly at me, which freaked me out.
So, Patricia!
And we couldn't, so like,
Matt, when, a you, local so hero. When you were describing the sky, in my head, I was picturing kind of like one of those
like a tweaker
that you would see on like Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
And honestly, they don't look that scary walking by. It's just,
you know what they are, you kind of feel safe
walking by those people.
It's more sad than scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Matt, that was a full on like documentary serial killer. Like,
yeah,
bro, that gave me goosebumps. If I saw that outside my fucking apartment, It was so much worse than I expected. It was so much worse.
And what's freaky is that, you know, Patricia and I, we like live right there on like a very high traffic sidewalk. And we're always like, sometimes when we're like hanging out at night, we're like, let's close the curtains. Cause you know, when you walk by, hell, I'll even just look at people's home. Like, yeah. Cause it's that intimate. When you can look into people's homes, and we've always like just cover up. And then sometimes I'll be like, that blind, I don't trust. Yeah. I want that closer. Cause like, anybody could be looking at us.
Yeah.
And we've always thought that. And sure enough. And that's why, like, Patricia's energy, she was like, this is like a man who stayed. Like,
the thing is, she knew something in her gut was like wrong.
It wasn't like a crazy kind of like drunk homeless person who's.
Women's intuition.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like Patricia's the type to, like, if she did see a harmless person kind of like be just being a weird or being a tweaker, she was just been like, more like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, she'd be like, there's a crazy person.
Yeah, there's a crazy person outside. But like, she was like, no. That was like murder vibes. That was fucking murder.
I can't get over the fact that he was trying to open windows like during this.
I can't get over the mic with the ring camera.
Yeah, that was.
That's a crazy shot.
Because we, like, after we realized, you know, it was the news, or I found out, we were like, okay, but like, there's no way they're going to like have a clip of someone interviewing a ring camera on the news.
And sure enough.
And then 2 days pass and I go, I should look up that Peeping Tom thing to see if like we made the segment. Patricia and I are sitting there watching it and then we're like, oh, we're not in this. We're not. And then what the hell? Patricia like paused it and like walked like out of the room. She was like, I can't believe it.
Well, look, I'm glad you guys are okay. And this situation happening, now you guys know exactly what you need to set up, what to have prepared.
Oh, yeah.
To never let anything like that, to get that far.
Did you get your cameras and stuff set up?
Yeah. We're like, let's lure him back. like Patricia.
She opens the blinds.
Trying on swimsuits. Just
Matt,
like.
That's what, you get into a mode like that where you want to catch this guy. You start like, remember when the guy who kept breaking my house, we were putting shit out in front of the window. We put our laptop with a stack of, we were like, we want to reel this guy in.
Reel him in.
Because most of all, you just want this man off the streets. Like, you don't know if he's going to be back there. Like, what if he felt some emotion to that area and wants to come back? They're fucking crazy. Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Lumi and Mando.
That's right. Thank you, Zane. We love Lumi's whole body deodorant for its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula that controls odor up to 72 hours. You believe that?
That's right.
And now you can share the best-kept deodorant secret with the men in your life.
Introducing Mando Whole Body Deodorant. Mando has the same great formula as Lumi and comes in cologne quality scents for pits, packages, and feet.
In a clinical study, men who showered with soap and used Mando Whole Body Deodorant in their pits had an odor score of 0 out of 10 after 12 hours.
Woo!
No odor, baby. Men who showered with soap alone had an armpit odor score of 8 out of 10 after 12 hours.
P.E.U.
Look, I love using Mando Deodorant because it has a 72-hour whole body odor control, and it's got scents like bourbon leather, so, you know, it's no surprise that we're loving this stuff, baby.
And I personally just love the fact that I smell good and Mariah wants to be closer to me.
And this is the only deodorant I've ever seen make that happen.
And the best part is that Mando is safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your package, your belly button, your butt crack, those stinky crevices, your stomach folds, and your feet.
And even better, it's created by a doctor who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated.
And he made it super safe. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and it's even vegan.
Exactly. So, you know, this is going to be perfect for first-time customers that want to get a pack. They actually have the Mando Starter Pack, which is perfect for the new customers out there. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping, baby.
Let me show you my favorite product while we're here, the Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. As you know, or can probably smell, I'm a dancer, and it's important for me to have a deodorant that really works. So I prefer the Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond.
And luckily, we have a discount code to help you get the hookup on your favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers are going to get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive offer.
Yes, and that equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use code Zane and Heath at shopmando.com, shopmando.com.
And for my girls, use code Zane and Heath at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's right. It's time to smell better naked, and your partner will thank you.
Woo! Thank you, Lumi, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
You know what I wish I did, though? Not wish I did. If I knew it was the news, I would have been like, we were mortified. I would have been like, oh, my wife, she was shooking up like a ragged doll.
Oh, just to see like where
a clip to go viral. To like, yeah.
Unbelievable. Never. That's my wife.
Matt,
we're
and you know what?
Here.
That's a moment where like you probably been waiting for just like a moment with the news, because it's really rare to get the news come up to you like
Dude, you
that.
Could have been the new Antoine Dobson.
Yeah.
Not in this neighborhood. We got a peeping Tom in West Hollywood. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Well,
be
glad
on
you
alert.
Guys are okay because that's very scary.
But it was just, and I'm so glad, like, because Patricia at first was like, don't answer this Ring doorbell camera. She thought, like, something, she thought it, at first it kind
imagine,
of was.
Imagine opening the door. Like, what could have happened?
I would have been like, film me from neck down.
Oh, no, sorry. Hands. I was talking about the peeping Tom. Sorry. Oh.
Zane would be like, can you get me from the side?
This is my good angle.
Yeah, could you just stand on this side?
Oh, wait, can I say that again?
Yeah.
Here, can
wait,
you cut
can
that?
You send
cut
me
that?
And can I cut it?
Wait, actually, no, I wasn't involved. No. My friend was telling me about it.
No, my girlfriend was actually lying. She was actually lying, so you can't post that. She was lying.
Can I talk about this on a podcast?
But when are you putting this out? Because our episode has to come out.
Can you guys send me the footage? Send me, like, whatever you guys have.
That's actually probably the wildest thing that I've heard.
Yeah.
So when he, when the news guy opened the door, was he hiding that? Like, were they trying to hide that they were part of the news?
He didn't have, when I first answered.
Yeah.
Because I saw a light on, but I thought it was like a cop badge.
When you have like a light coming into a camera, it kind of just like flashes
but they're
it.
Not,
you can't see.
Why wouldn't they announce that they're the news? I feel like they're supposed to.
He should have.
Isn't there some sort of law? It's your home. It's in front of your home. Isn't there a law where...
I was just so dumb. I just was like walking around like... Because we were watching like some games and I was walking around Patricia's house when it was her Patricia's parents' house and it was like dark in the other rooms and I'm just like acting like I'm on speakerphone. I'm not trying to be like... I should have looked down at the Ring camera just to see who I was talking to.
Yeah.
I just accepted it was law enforcement.
Investigative reporters sometimes will not identify themselves. When they're looking for information and want to keep people talking to them.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think they went to every single person on that street? Like, knock on every door?
So that woman who went up there earlier in the day, I think she was like a scout for the news to try to like scout out the stories. And give a story. Is it okay if we come by at this time?
Got it.
But that video, though, of the one guy, I've been trying to like feel like, where is that on our block? But it doesn't seem like it's on our block, that one. So I'm like, I don't know if there had been another report of someone on our exact block, but they got lucky with hitting us up.
And
we were willing to give the story, but
how's Patricia doing? Like mentally, that would sit with me. That would sit with me for a little bit.
Well, I think
not because like a thief
so,
is different.
She was
this
very
is
just scared right there in the moment of like walking out to our place and seeing him, but he wasn't, you know, doing the thing. He was just like looking right at her.
Matt, even looking, I think is just such a, it's like the Michael Myers effect. Like someone just standing there and looking at you. I feel like the most
embarrassing thing I said though to the, who I thought was a police officer, because Patricia said he's out there with a sign. But the thing is though, he was holding open a newspaper. Maybe he was like covering himself with it. But I kept going like, what's this sign? And the first thing I thought that there's a man outside with the sign. I thought this was like a crazy fan. Like someone was like taunting me with something.
Crazy fan experience.
And when I was talking to the cops, I was like, yeah. And you know, I have like this big following online. I thought it was a fan.
No.
I thought it was a fan who was taunting me outside of my home.
Well, good thing they didn't put that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the first thing when
I'm really big on social media.
Everyone would be like, who's...
Yeah.
I just hope that guy doesn't see like the Ring doorbell camera and like the texture of the wall and is like, I know that place.
Mm. I'm coming back. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
There is a Office episode where this guy is holding a newspaper and he asks Phyllis for directions and he's exposing himself on the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Because Phyllis comes in and she's like all shooken up. Like, yeah. What happened?
Didn't they cut that scene out of The Office? There was like, there are certain moments that they cut out of the show, and I feel like that was one of them.
No, they didn't, but there's definitely clips that they
right. The Office, like, geek. No, they didn't.
No, they did not.
No, they actually didn't. I know exactly which scenes they cut out. She's like, my favorite scenes.
Season 3, episode 4.
It's just crazy, like, thinking about this, but then also the fact that somebody was in your home, Zane, and walked around.
Yep.
And stole from inside your home while you're sleeping.
You know,
I think about that so often. How you guys were in the house and somebody came in.
But you know what? For me, I think that scenario is 10 times worse than my scenario. And this guy was in my house, and I get that. But there's a difference between someone going in your house and stealing something than somebody like that in front of your house masturbating, trying to get in. Like, what the fuck are they trying to do?
Because like, if you did have a window open or something and you guys were sleeping, he would have come in and stood over the bed.
Like, to me, that guy has a weapon on him also to do something. Like, what? You're just going into the house and what?
I was like reading on Reddit about why these guys stalk and like want to masturbate in front of people. It's a power dynamic that they have a control over of you, and they want to see you scared and that you see them. Like you thinking and being worried about it. Like, that is also getting them off. And then there were some people who were like, if you ever see it, you should laugh at them and point and laugh at them. Though
that sounds like
the most counterintuitive thing ever. Yeah, you're like, you need to take it seriously. You want to be like, get the like fuck away from me. But by you being like, get away, what are you doing?
That's a really good point.
That is what's, sorry, pardon my.
I did it a couple times too. Don't worry. I stopped myself.
But that by laughing at them, that's when they're like, the whole mission's like ruined.
And then you have to stop because you can't.
Yeah.
Like, it makes them snap out of it.
Because someone said, I've always laughed at them, and someone followed up and goes, this is what you should do if you really want to like get your like.
Yeah.
You take back control over them is you just be like, you are look like an idiot. Ha ha, he he. But also that person could be like.
What's so funny?
But. So spooky.
Point and laugh. Like, the last thing I would have thought about.
Turns out they're into like that shame.
They
stuff.
Love that. Yeah. Yeah. Shame thing.
Loser.
You're doing different like characters to see what's going to get them to stop.
I hope that somebody, because it doesn't look like a homeless person because he has a car and he's getting
around. No, dude, he was dressed nice. So like, that's what made it scarier.
Somebody has to recognize him.
Yeah.
TikTok, do your thing.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's a pretty good side. It's our right side profile.
But I saw a mustache when he was sitting down in the alleyway. But him wearing the black hoodie, that's exactly what he was wearing.
Yeah,
and that looked more like the description. That one clip of that guy, I was like, that's him. If you had to like put a line of people up,
oh, would Patricia be able to point out like in a lineup?
Yes, Patricia did.
Couldn't Patricia be sent there? Do they still do lineups for this type of situation? If Patricia was like, you know what? I know what he looks like. That's when they would.
I think they still do lineups.
But you know what I don't get about. But
for this situation, would they do lineups?
Yeah,
yeah, okay. But what I don't get about lineups, and I never feel like I understand it in the movies, those are all the other people that have been arrested and they just fit the description. No one ever gets called in for a lineup, or do they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Both. I'm pretty sure it's both.
So some people are inmates who are like there, and then some are people off the street?
Like, if police are suspicious of somebody, they bring them in and put them in the lineup because they fit the description.
But in the lineup, is it other criminals or is it...
People in prison, people outside of prison that fit the description.
Like, so, like, say you get, like, a speeding ticket or something, right? And a cop pulls you over for speeding, and then he looks at you, and there was, like, a call-in for... a burglary, murder, something that just happened, and the description was your height, your eye color, dark features but has bleached blonde hair and wearing a silver chain.
Sure.
They'd be like, okay, I just got you for speeding, but you fit this description.
I need you to
come
there in.
It could be, you know, the location that you're at, it could be the person.
I want to be in a lineup one time. Like, I would love to come in as a, like...
But imagine they're like, him.
Oh, yeah,
you're
right.
Like, excuse me?
That's what happened to my friend's husband.
Wait, really?
I talked about they had the documentary on him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What, he got, like, wrongly convicted?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because he looks just like the guy who did it, and he went to prison for, like, 3 years.
What? They, like, actually look very, very similar.
Did they get any money?
Yeah.
Since we're on this topic, Mariah, are you allowed to talk about what happened to your mom? Her name when somebody else had the same name.
So I got to clear the air. Oh, okay. Yeah,
clear
careful.
The air.
Yeah, this is really funny about Mariah's mom.
The other day, I don't know how my sister found this article, but there was a news article. My sister texted it in the family group chat. And she was like, mommy's one letter away from never getting another job again. And I was like, what is this? And I clicked it. My mom's name is Tina Maria Amato.
Uh-huh.
And there was an article that said, Tina Marie Amato, accused of sexually assaulting student in classroom.
Not good.
Not
one good. Letter off from
like,
a complaint.
But like both work in schools, so it's like.
Oh, horrible. Let me see if I can.
Oh, yeah,
it
that would like affect fuck up some Google searches 100%. When people are trying to do a background check. Just exactly. Being like, well, look what I found.
Mariah's mom trying to find a job and they just misspell the computer, enter Google search. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Amato.
But
you-
like most people don't usually Google search with the middle name. So Tina Amato is still coming up.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Click the images.
Yeah, there's got to be a way around that. Where
like nobody's Google searching you going Zayn Ahmed Hijazi.
Sometimes
I'm sure your mom would always. If I was your mom, I would always in the interview be like, by the way, if you're doing background check, just.
Yes, there is someone.
There's
out.
Two. Yeah. Tina, there's two Tina Amatos.
By the way,
I'm this one, obviously. This is the predator.
You know what? That would be a great icebreaker. They get a good laugh. They yeah. Make, you know, like personality higher.
It is.
Come on board.
It is. And you know what? They're going to remember that for a long time. And that's how you usually get the job is something that's memorable.
Yeah. It's so crazy to look at that face and know that it has the same. Name is your mom.
Yeah.
Tina Marie Amato, 28. She does not look 28.
No, she does not.
Pleaded guilty. 3 counts of taking indecent liberties with a minor by custodial. I love how they word things.
Yeah, don't just make it sound it. Nice. Yeah. Say how disgusting
it
was.
Yeah, it is true. They always make like that sound nice.
Sexual relationship with student. April 12th on my dad's birthday. So there we go.
On your father's
birthday.
They are, and they're putting the date. Husband date of birth.
No, this checks
it
out.
All connects.
Everything is feeding back.
This checks out.
Wait, she's, wait, is she in jail?
This is woman?
She like
yeah,
on
she's
the,
in jail.
Oh. She's in purgatory
like,
right now.
She's 23. She's our target audience. She's just like on the treadmill and is like, you gotta be kidding me. She's messaging the past. Mariah, our mom, I have the same.
I'm sorry, only 3 months in jail?
No.
That's it?
I don't get it.
That's crazy.
What
I don't
is
understand.
Going on?
I don't get it. After 3 months, she's going to...
How old is this kid, the child?
Got to be high school. 15 years old.
This just happened, right?
I actually don't know. Oh, no.
Oh, 2012.
How did she find this?
Oh, it's the They're best, though, when there's someone that you like already like think is fishy and you Google that name and just court cases come up. You're like, busted.
Bingo.
Wait, you can...
Well, I don't want to say the incident, but like there was a friend who was like, thought they were getting screwed over by somebody. And I was like, okay, let me look up this person. They've had 3 court cases against them.
Yeah.
Probably don't sound like the best person.
Matt, I want to be more like you and like look up stuff like that. Like just do a little background check. Just kind of.
I forget that you can look up arrest records and.
You can look up a lot more than you think.
Uh-huh. It depends on
it's
the,
crazy.
It depends on the state.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
Oh, speaking of SeatGeek, I am so excited for Coachella this year. Ooh. We're going in like 2 weeks and I am ready to hit the sun and the music, baby.
That's right, baby. And where are we getting our tickets?
SeatGeek! With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app out there, baby.
And if you didn't know, there are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
Exactly, and they got so many artists out there right now that are out, like Drake, the Jonas Brothers, Post Malone, and the 1975 are on tour. You don't want to miss that, and yeah.
Okay, sis. Yeah, and they put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green means it's a good deal, and red is...
P.U.
Get it out of here.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
Settle down, settle down.
Calm you, hold your horses.
We got you covered. All you have to do is use code UNFILTERED for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
Exactly. Again, that's $20 off your first purchase with promo code UNFILTERED. Make sure you click the link in our description box below to download the app and get started today.
Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast and sending us on our way.
We love you.
Also, do you know how there's these like accounts now? I feel like I may have talked about it, where Instagram accounts will show a mugshot. Like, it's Instagram accounts that people follow.
Yeah,
like,
hey, we just talked about this.
This is the mugshot. But do you know how they? So someone owns the private Instagram account that puts out all the mugshots. They sit there, and right when they see it, they put it on. Sum up the whole caption, be like, oh, this is your person who lives in your neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. But it could be any of us. If you got a DUI, this place has it.
Okay.
If you want to get that removed, guess how much you have to pay that Instagram account?
How much? Oh, this person is just charging an amount?
So this person will charge the account because they have the clout. Everyone else has to Google deep in to find
right.
it.
Right.
They have the public post shaming you that the whole city is following. $10,000 is what they take. Wow. So this kid or whoever runs those mugshot accounts just sit there and be like, yeah, I'll take it down if you just pay me $10,000.
It sounds so illegal.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not illegal, right? Like, obviously not because
it's public information.
Public information. They're just, what they're doing is taking it
clout.
For hide.
They have the clout. They have yeah. all the attention.
Oh, that just sounds so wrong. There's some arrests, but it's like, you know what? You deserve that. But like, there's some that is just like, duh.
That is like
do we really
hustle.
Need that on
that
there?
That is an yeah. unethical. It's a hustle. It's like an unethical.
It's like
hack hustle.
Yeah.
It's like that guy that goes around stealing dogs and then waits for the reward to be posted.
Oh.
And then you just go bring the dog back and get the reward.
You're saying that like, do you know somebody that does that?
There was this guy that was just talking about doing it. Mm. I wish I thought about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a good business.
I
once this shit ends, maybe you could be a dog stealer.
Especially in LA, people wanting their Frenchies back.
Oh, yeah.
And $10,000 reward.
You could start with Leah's.
I knew somebody who thought that, you know, in Ingrid Goes West, how she like, she kidnaps her dog
yeah.
as a way of getting closer to uh-huh. Elizabeth Olsen.
Smart.
I knew a girl who was like friends with the writer and like had that idea for a script and she told him about it. And then he went and wrote that movie. And she was always like, that was my fucking idea.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, but she was always, this person I knew was so frustrated that was like the opening bit of like how a person could lure themselves into being best friends with you is by like, is this your dog? I just found him. Yeah. Like, oh my God, we've been looking for forever. Please come in. And then like,
and
oh.
you know what? I bet you that's how every movie is made. It's just like that situation. Somebody overhears a conversation yep. and then they write it down and it's their idea.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood for you, babe.
Ugh, you keep
welcome.
You,
Speaking of Hollywood. Go ahead.
Why do I feel like we're both about to say the same thing? I'm going to say it the same time?
Yeah. One,
three, two, three.
P.
Quiet
Diddy.
On set.
Oh, P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Wait, we already talked about
Quiet on Set.
No. They're releasing two more episodes.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Two more episodes. There's more
I
stories.
There's no way.
I swear. They just posted it like yesterday night.
I thought they closed it out.
No.
No. I think there's going to be more stories.
There's more.
Hopefully those victims get some money off of it. It's kind of just, hopefully there's no one who's like, this is going to be good business. We're going to sell this trauma and then we're going to make them wait and then we're going to make some more money.
But yeah, I just wanted to point that out because we talked about it last episode and I honestly, I know there's a lot more out there, especially in that Nickelodeon world. I just didn't think that there would be more to like come out on camera and say something.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Mariah.
The P. Diddy stuff is...
P. Diddy stuff. I didn't get too far into it because like in my head, it just seems
too
weird.
It can only take
weird.
So much.
Well, we won't know officially yet like what...
We just know that he's being raided. That's
yes,
all we know.
Because they know something.
People are making speculations of why he's being raided.
People are saying that he's like the Epstein
of the rap world.
Of like
yeah.
the hip hop industry.
Wow.
And that he's been like secretly blackmailing a lot of other people, trafficking all of that. Don't come for us for defamation.
Oh, allegedly.
This is all
right.
Allegedly.
That's what you say, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And when they have to raid the home, they know something's in there.
Yeah.
Like they got tipped off some information where they were like, look in the second drawer in his closet. There's a fake bottom, and inside there are albums.
Can I say something that's a little
different
like
types of
conspiracy
albums.
Theory? Whatever, conspiracy theory. I just like,
Do it, Zane.
I believe that FBI, like, there, like, raids will happen not only to find evidence on that person, but I think also to extract evidence. Yep.
I agree.
To cover certain people. I believe this because when people say, like, oh, no one's above the law, there are people above the law. There's a lot of people above the law. Money talks. And there's people, yeah, like, we have to remember that there are people that own the FBI. The FBI doesn't come out of nowhere.
FBI.
And they're just at the top. There are people up that own the FBI. Them and their friends
you're
are
right.
always
that's
going
why it's,
to be good
that's
because
why it's so sick.
If you own a company, you think you're getting, or not own a company, but if you own, like, some section of law enforcement, you think you're going to get in trouble when you're their boss? Absolutely not. You're always going to have your name kind of cross off the list. When you get stopped for a speeding ticket, if you're a cop, what usually happens?
You get off.
They don't give you that ticket because you're like kind of, you're a part of them.
They look out for each other.
Exactly. And I'm not saying like that's horrible. Like it's just a normal thing. It's like if I was in an agency or something and you wanted to get a job and but I'm gonna probably help you get that job because you're my friend. You mm-hmm. know, it's
I know what you mean.
It makes sense. So why would it not make sense in a crazy case?
It could.
Where it involves FBI.
Look at all the people who got away with things.
Yeah.
Because of their higher power.
Yeah.
Epstein got away for so long, and they knew about him for years and years and years and years.
But that's
but he had like politicians like lawsuit into it.
It doesn't matter. It's just money. It's money.
Did you see the Nickelodeon logo is Epstein's Island?
I saw that. I was
like,
God,
but that is like the biggest stretch ever.
The one that just made me like, come on, the foot logo.
Yeah, I'm
like,
that was
the foot logo. Yeah. Wild.
Or like,
it's crazy that like we just. Just went right over our heads.
The P. Diddy stuff has been talked about for a while.
Now people are bringing up old interviews and tweets and stuff of the people that everybody thought was crazy. All them saying like P. Diddy did it, Usher, like all these names, Drake, whatever. All these names that are being dropped. It like Orlando Brown said so much shit and everyone thought he was crazy.
It is crazy.
I wish he was a little bit more credible. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And what's wild, the registration to his house is in his daughter's name. That like, and there's these other, like, all of his assets are all in his, like, kids' names. And already, if you're doing that, you, because you don't want it to get seized, because they can't take the house because it's in his daughter's name.
Wow.
So,
okay.
When they, I believe that's what I read when it first came out. Right when I saw that, I go, yeah, he's busted. He's hiding something.
Somebody posted a video of them outside of his house after the raid, and, like, it was trash day.
I saw that.
And they were like, I'm going to be digging through this trash.
Uh-huh. Apparently somebody that used to like work for him basically ratted out like who like his drug mule was that was like bringing the drugs to like sedate these women basically and people to do these like certain like sexual acts or whatever.
They gave up
the name to the guy that was like the mule or whatever. And they ended up catching that guy at the airport. They went and found who this person was. And they busted him. And on him, he had the drugs that this person that like snitched that was talking about. And so it was true that this guy was the mule that was doing this. And they were like, if that's true and they just caught this guy for the drugs that they said he was having, then it's just building like the credibility for this.
It's like a stack of dominoes. It's all going to unfold.
Wild.
Wow.
This better not just fizzle out.
I know.
Something's got to come out of it because this is connected to so many things that we don't even know about.
I hate when shit fizzles out like this. Like something just so like there is just way too much. Like too many people are talking about this. There's so much evidence and it just fizzles out.
Cat Williams was talking.
Dude, I bet you the FBI was taking all that information just
full. 2024 is going to be the year.
50 Cent too.
50 Cent. Been talking about all this.
I'm waiting for Justin Bieber. Come on. You can do it.
He would never.
He's just
too big to be talking. They're like all these people, like even like Quiet on Set, like, you know, all the Ariana Grandes and all that, like they're never going to like come out and talk. Like, I just think they're
maybe not publicly, but if I was Justin Bieber and I knew something, I would be like, hey, anonymous tip, or just be like, I'll tell you what you need to know. Please don't put my name out there.
No, the thing is that it's not credible if there's not like it's not that credible without a name.
The thing is that they're entitled to their own privacy and they're entitled to I want this to sound right. They're entitled to their own narrative. If you are Bieber, if you are an Ariana Grande, they have, you know, transcended that And it would be noble of them to like stand alongside the other victims. But by them coming forward and being a part of it, then that shifts a lot of their focus and their narrative of the icon status that they've established. They don't want to like now be kind of known and drawn into all of this. And this is their story.
And it's weird saying that out loud.
They
want to
focus on,
though.
They want to focus on their albums. They want to focus on their tour. They don't want to have to deal with this whole new wave of drama. And that's a whole new section on their Wikipedia page about this whole scandal. They don't want it to get in people's brain where they're tied to this.
And just think about like just their mental health too, like having to go around for the next 3 years and all everybody wants to ask you about is something so traumatizing back then. Like, because that's all people will talk about is that. And then you're just like kind of not dragged back in, but it's just something they've probably been fighting to get out of.
Yes. It's just crazy how people create just a nasty web of all of that. And you're having so much success, so much fame, all that, and you think, I'm not going to get caught. Huh? Like, what type of egomaniac?
With the amount of people that, like, that know what you've done is crazy. That, like, ego so big where you just don't think anything's going to happen because you're just that big and this many people know.
Or you think you can just pay off whoever to, like...
Yeah.
But, like, you know what's crazy? I would be like, sure, I would take the money immediately. give them. I'd give money to. I don't know.
They have something against you. They lured you in, filmed you doing something that was really bad.
But there's no contract that's going to get me in trouble for taking the money and telling somebody what you did that was horrible.
Well, that's what like, they what do. Kind of, they like they. It's all blackmail.
Yeah, it's a blackmail.
They drug you and then they film like.
Hush money and
bad shit going on.
Oh, the filming. Yeah, I guess that's like,
and then it's like, they catch you. It's like, say something about me. This video goes out, and it's like,
and it's not he leaked it. He will give it to the right person, the right hands, and it will look bad on you. Not for you to be like, this person.
And then they own you once they have that on you. And then it's like, they can make you do whatever. They're like, you want me to put that video out? No, you're gonna come here and you're gonna do this right now.
Yeah.
And then it's just never ending.
Yeah.
Awful.
When is blackmail ethical? It's never.
There's so many different forms of blackmail if you really think about it. There's like legal ways and there's like illegal ways.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Isn't blackmail like, isn't a cease and desist almost like blackmail? You better take this down or we're going to do this.
No, because there's not like something being dangled above you.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not being like,
that's tormented. Just like a demand.
That's a demand. It's a legal demand because you're.
To me, it's blackmail. So.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
Hey, tell me right now, how is your social battery right now?
Drained.
Yeah, same. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Mm-hmm, and that's why we all need therapy. It can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Mm-hmm, so if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, baby. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
It's super simple, too. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
And what's so good about BetterHelp is that you could do it from the comfort of your own home, you know what I mean? You don't have to like leave your house, go sit in an office, in a waiting room, waiting for other people.
People are coughing on you.
Exactly. Baby, the times we're in, we want to do everything from the comfort of our own home. And it's just nice to talk to somebody that's not your friend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad, your grandma. You're talking to somebody that can give you actual good advice and...
They're just there to help you.
And don't we all need help? Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath and you're going to get 10% off your first month.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for taking care of our hearts, minds, and brains.
I love it. Blackmail, though, such a perfect wording.
It's
for
so
what it is. It sounds exactly what it is. Blackmail.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful word.
It's blackmail. The first person who thought of blackmail must have been just like, oh.
I got it.
I figured it all
just
out.
Just took
I
one, two it. Words, just like, I did it.
Oh, yeah. I bet back in the day, if you just had a photograph, like it was, must have been so easy to blackmail people back then. I think
with just a photograph.
But think about like I would have felt much more confident back in the day, knowing that it was a single photocopy. Now it's a video that could be immediately multiplied in seconds.
Right,
you got to send it to one person. You can't go track that down. If somebody's like, "Well, I got this picture right here of you," I would run for that picture.
But you know, if you were like a guy and you hung around like, you know, the Coco Cabana and you saw that this guy is the wealthiest man in like town, he's having an affair, and you take that picture and you meet him in a different town where he, his wife and kids, and he's living happy going, I got that photo from the Coco Cabana. I went $1,000 a week, or this goes to the top press. Like, there's all that shit.
But it's worse now, though. What do you mean?
I feel like back then it was just like.
Oh, it was because it was just so hot, so new. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you could.
More raw.
Yeah. Oh, I was watching.
Because you can't Photoshop it. He's like, this is the real thing. Mm. I got the real thing in my hand.
I was watching a movie. Mm-hmm. I was watching a movie recently. What was it? Paper Moon. And there was a guy who was like a scammer in town. And what he did, he would look up if there was an obituary of somebody who had died in a town. And then he would go to the family of whoever died and be like, does so-and-so live here? And they go, they just passed away. And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. He ordered a Bible. This was like a Bible like that he ordered. Who do I make this out to? I'm supposed to like collect money for the Bible. And people are like, oh my God, he bought a Bible right before he passed away.
Damn.
Let me get my checkbook. I can't believe that he bought a Bible. Yeah, absolutely. Like, and so it was just, and so he goes town to town. People would sell Bibles to families saying that the person who just passed away had just ordered that Bible before they died.
Wow. Mariah, like, it's a special place in hell for that, huh?
100%.
Deepest level.
And he has like the letterpress, like he would press their name, like a personalized their name on the Bible, go, his name's written right here. He ordered it to his
I'll
name.
I'll tell you what, scammers are the hardest workers I've ever known.
They're so good.
Do they really deserve everything? Because they hustle.
They work hard. That's a hustle.
I just watched this one story about this guy who was getting fake Social Security cards made for like unborn kids. And then build the credit up for like 7 months. And then he was buying homes in their name.
What?
And then he ended up.
How do you get away with that? How do you do that?
That's crazy. Unborn kids. Like kids
like
that didn't exist?
Like people that didn't exist.
Oh.
Like saying he would call into like the hospital and be like, hey, my wife just had a kid 6 months ago. We did a water birth at home.
Can we just get it registered?
I totally forgot to. Mail in the thing to let you guys know so we can get the birth certificate. And then he would like falsify that like there was a water birth at home.
What year was this?
Not that long ago.
Oh, whoa.
So he would do that and he was like creating babies, right?
But they don't need to bring the baby in for fingerprints proof. Nothing. It's just send over the information.
I guess.
He was the first person to realize nobody was verifying like this type
of
stuff.
Or you say like, what's the person that does the at-home birth?
The doula, the midwife.
The midwife. You like say that there was like the midwife or something as like a proof type thing or whatever. But yeah, he was making all sorts of like Social Security cards for these fake babies. And then he would open an account for a credit card in that Social Security number.
A brilliant
would pay
scam.
It off because he had money, so he was paying it off, building these credits up, and then he would go and buy houses, and he would just lie about the age of the person that Social Security card was. So he was buying houses in like a really cheap neighborhood that were like $50,000.
Uh-huh.
But he knew somebody that was in real estate, and if you paid extra, they would appraise the house at like $200,000.
Okay.
So he was buying houses for $50,000 with these fake people,
uh-huh.
Getting it appraised for $200,000. Then he had built this entire community neighborhood of $200,000+ homes that he only technically paid $50,000 for. Then was like flipping them and getting like
this
because
is a brilliant
because they would
scam. Because that's nobody wild.
Because they would check the comps of the area and the house next door sold for $200,000 on paper and the house next to that was $200,000. So people are like, oh my God, I guess these houses are really worth this
is
much
a good,
money.
It's a good neighborhood.
Okay, that's
yeah.
where it's messed up.
Crazy, dude.
But I like that nobody really is getting besides the people who are buying the houses over something that is undervalued. That's where.
But then,
someone
but
gets
then
hurt.
He would go like but take nobody, out loans against these houses that were valued at this. So he was.
Yeah, it's bad. It's terrible bad practice.
But
it's a genius loophole.
But like this type of stuff.
Oh, this just happened last year. Oh my God.
This stuff I'm like, I'm okay with because like.
You're okay with it.
That shit takes work, man. Like this guy was working a full-time job doing this. This wasn't like a scam where you just go like rob somebody.
This is
like
a catch me if you can kind of
a thing.
Yeah,
how do you think
about
this idea?
Someone should hire this guy to help figure out how a company can't be scammed.
This guy was waking up in the
morning consulting. Yeah.
And like putting on like a nice outfit and like going to work every day to do this shit.
Yeah. It's just the paranoia, though. I couldn't, even if I was pulling that off, I know me, couldn't sleep. Not knowing that, like, I'm doing something. Just the paranoia of, like, I'm doing a lie every day, and if someone found out, I could serve years in prison. But
it's crazy that there's still scams out there that haven't been done yet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there's going to be a first person to find out how to do it. And then they're most likely going to get away with it until the next person does it. And then they're like, then they get caught because they already implemented a way to catch those type of scams. That's so crazy to me that there's still thousands of ways in the future that you can scam
speaking
people.
Speaking of another scam, did you see the kid that put his legs in dry ice?
No.
No.
What?
This is like, this is too far. Oh, well, obviously.
These two kids came up with this idea to like commit insurance fraud because like
and the benefits of disabled.
Yeah, the one friend told him like you'll get like over $1 million.
Yeah, so they came up with the idea to get their legs amputated. So they tried. What did they try the first time that didn't work?
Yeah, so then they're like, we got to go harder. So they went and the kid put his feet in a bucket of dry ice for 10 hours.
And they
commitment.
They zip tied him to the chair to make sure he wouldn't get up.
But
they went into the hospital because he clearly had frostbite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did they prove it? Like, what was the like?
They didn't. They gave them this whole story, and they didn't believe him. So his legs are amputated, yeah. Right? But the police caught on to him and knew what he was doing, so he got no benefits.
Oh, and they got busted for trying to commit insurance fraud.
He got arrested on top of not having a leg anymore.
Dude, people have worms in their brains, man. This is like...
They didn't try to come up with a brilliant... Like, they didn't... If I was going to dry ice my leg for 10 hours to try to get some insurance money, yeah. I would have a whole story fucking lined up to the T. Everybody around me is in the same, has the same story all lined up. That's insane.
A student persuaded by a friend to get his legs amputated for a $1.3 million insurance scam wound up getting only $7,200 that he now has to return.
Oh my goodness.
Now you have no money and no legs.
This was in Taiwan.
There's a picture of him sitting in dry ice.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I can't.
They zip tied him to it so he couldn't get out.
Why would you do both? Is it like $500,000 per leg?
$600 per leg.
Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one double. Jesus.
Oh, I would at least have one on me just in case it didn't work.
Well, what a rough ride of an episode
today.
Yeah,
that was wild.
Wild.
Okay.
Thanks
y'all
for watching.
Safe out there. Mercury in retrograde. Mm-hmm. Come and get you.
Watch out for Peeping Toms.
Mm-hmm.
And watch out for the P. Diddies.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. We really appreciate it. You can watch these videos every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heat.
And obviously the audio form day before on Mondays on your favorite podcast platforms.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every month. We have an unwind section. So basically we keep these cameras rolling for an extra 15, 20, 30 minutes. It's an extended cut of the podcast, and we do that for every single episode. So make sure to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Amazing. We love you guys so much. Thank you, and we will see you guys next week. And Good Unwinders, night. We'll see you in 5 seconds.
Peace. Ta-da.
Bye.